On behalf of Betty's family of faith here at St. John, we welcome you this morning. As we gather in the Lord's house this day, and as I shared privately with immediate family just a few moments ago, this was a day, actually last Sunday, was a day that Betty longed to be called to her eternal rest, to receive what God had promised her in Christ. So though we grieve the death of a loved one, we celebrate what God has kept true in Christ for Betty, for all who place their trust in Him. So welcome to this time of worship. We continue with our opening sentences. We praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the blessings of Betty's life on this earth, life lived in His care. We praise God today for watching over Betty as her good shepherd.
Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand."
We thank God that physical death is no longer to be feared.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die."
We thank God today that His purpose is to save all people, Betty, you, and me.
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
That they may rest from their labors.
And as Betty shared throughout her years of the celebration of the resurrection, as Christ's people have shared that Easter acclamation even at a funeral, we can share that assurance with one another. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to all your servants, especially Betty, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.